Exactly.
I'm going to replay you Ken Hinckley. Exactly. Yeah. I asked Ken Hinckley a question on our little show last night about Ollie Wines, because I knew that you would be interested in his answer. So here's what he had to say about Ollie Wines, and I'm thinking it's in response to some stuff that you said over the journey.
Look, all the noise, believe, don't even believe half of the stuff that you read, obviously, and listen to the people who know. And I think the key message for me is those who don't know, you know, they're unaware and uninformed, and I don't think you should comment too much on that. Ollie's been a part of the furniture here since I've been here. He enjoys it. He loves it. You know, he understood the decision as a club for the captaincy stuff. He embraces that. He's in behind Tom Jones amazingly well, and he'll have a great season.
Wow, that's, you might as well have said Tim Watson. Cop this.
Really? Really?
Yes, really.
So what's the question?
My question to you is, what's your response to Ken Hinckley's comments and answer to my question?
Half the stuff you read may be incorrect, right? But the other half will be correct. And the stuff that I talked about regarding Ollie Wines and talking to Carlton and Essendon is correct.
Wow.
100%. 100%. But as I said to you earlier, as I said to you earlier, when you tried to get a rise out of me unsuccessfully, was that Ken he'll defend his player as you'd expect him to do under those circumstances, and he'll play it down as much as he possibly can. Well, and it didn't happen. It doesn't matter now, but it was real, and there were discussions at that time. So, 100%.
Sure.
You can take that to the bank.